Hey folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast. This is Trey Verboom, your host. Today, I'm going to be talking quick and dirty about purpose, about what do you do when you're struggling to find your purpose. I find this is an issue with so many men and some women, so that's what we'll be diving into. For those of you who are returning to the podcast, thank you so much for your years of support. I think we're on year 4 of the podcast, which is wild, over 350 episodes. And if you want to know, I'm going to be dropping some stats in the next 30 seconds. The average podcast has no more than 4 episodes. And that's like, there's a 500,000 to 1,000,000 podcasts that never made it past the 4 episode mark, and we're at 350. So thank you so much for all of your years of support, for sharing the episodes, for tagging me on Instagram, for DMing me after you hear something. It really means a lot. This is a labor of love. And for you new listeners, again, my name is Trey Verboom. I'm the founder of this extraordinary movement called the Uncivilized Movement. It is primarily a men's movement, although there are women who identify as uncivilized. And by identify, I mean like the real thing. They actually are uncivilized. This is a group of men who have decided to follow a certain path to an extraordinary version and expression of masculinity, that which is the combination of both the primal and the divine. So I founded that movement a number of years ago, founded a very specific men's group called the Uncivilized Nation, which is men who are taking that, the teaching, the learning, and the community to the next level. As soon as I hop off of this recording, I'm actually going to be driving to Golden, Colorado to meet with our local Denver chapter. And we have 25 live groups all over the world right now. And our goal is to get 50. So if you're interested in having a group in your area, please email me, traver@manuncivilized.com. I'm also the author of 2 separate books. One is called Today I Rise, which is a journey through heartbreak or divorce, which, what do you know, it's January 27th. This is divorce season. So if you know someone in your life who's struggling with that, with heartbreak or divorce, please get them that book, even if it's years later. Another stat for you, the average book, I just heard Mark Manson say this yesterday, the average book sells 140 copies, and 40 of them are bought by the author. Between my book, Today I Rise, and Man Uncivilized, we have over 7,000 just audio copies sold, in addition to the thousands and thousands of print copies. So these books are working. So Today I Rise, you can find it on Amazon, you can find it on Audible. And then the second book, Man Uncivilized, that's the one that started and sparked this entire revolution, right? Outline a new path for men that don't want to just be either Rambo or Ross from Friends, right? Like the 1950s Marlboro Man or the sensitive New Age guy. No one really wants to be either one of those, but we kind of get pushed into those societally. So I took the best from each, put it down the middle, and called him Uncivilized. And that book, it'll rock your world if you've never read it. So please get a hold of that as well. It's also available on Amazon, and yours truly reading it on Audible. Okay, before we dive in, one last thing actually. Our men's initiation, the 5-day workshop with me, with Dewey Freeman, Michael Gay, Dave Boyd, and a number of other men, which we've now done multiple times, is coming up in April. And we think, I think as of this recording, we have 8 open spots. Guys, if you want to radically transform your life, like if you don't understand what initiation is, you go in one way, you come out another. That is the point of initiation. That is what's missing in our culture. We do not have that as men. Some people say the military, but I think that initiates them into something different. An initiation into masculinity does not exist in Western culture, and we do it. And we do it in a way that's different, again, than the 2 paradigms that I also outlined a second ago. We're not going to make you pretend you're a Navy SEAL all weekend and have ex-military guys scream at you because you have daddy issues you haven't worked through, nor are we just going to take you out in the woods and make you play dress up and sing songs and go on the spiritual route. We're going to initiate you into your pain and into your power and into brotherhood. We now have hundreds of men who've gone through that program, and the testimonials will blow your freaking mind. So if you're interested in that, please check out manuncivilized.com/initiation-CO for Colorado, because it's here in April. And one of the things we talk about at the initiation, and we have men work with in the initiation, is our purpose. If you've read Man Uncivilized, you know, I give the description of men are like, we're like German shepherds, right? I have Sage, who's a Dutch shepherd, who's a little fucking wild thing, even though she's not a dude. But we are like German shepherds. When we have a purpose, when we have a mission, when we know what we're supposed to do, we know why we're supposed to do it, we thrive. When we don't have that, we end up just like German shepherds. We end up like going in the corner and chewing on the couch or peeing on ourselves, or worse, lying down and just waiting for death. I've now worked with thousands of men over the years and know men who have a purpose, men who know why they're here, men who know what they're about. They know what their job is. Every other piece of their life starts to fall in place. Sure, they have issues that come up. We all do. I do. But the streamline, the through line is there, so they know what to come back to. They know what center to come back to. And a lot of men don't know what this is. They can't identify it. They've done the work. They've done the journaling. They've sat in meditation. And they truly just don't know what their purpose is. And I'm here to tell you two things. Three things. One, that's okay. I also believe there are times in our lives when we're in between chapters, let's call it, when we don't know, right? Like when I left my gym business, acupuncture business, that whole marriage, that whole side of my life, I didn't wake up the next day and go, cool, now I know what my new purpose is. I floated for a while. I was aimless. I was directionless. I had an idea. Now, I wanted to write, I wanted to speak, I wanted to influence people, but I didn't really know what on. And so I had to go through kind of the walk through the desert, let's call it, of like wondering, what am I going to be doing? Who am I going to be speaking to? I had to go through a bunch of trial and error. Many of you knew me or found me when I was a divorce coach for about 3 weeks. Then it wasn't the right thing, right? I was selling a meditation course. That was the thing. I was going to work people through their own year to live project, 12-month program. That wasn't really my thing. And so first, if you're finding yourself there, that's really the audience that I want to speak to today. Give yourself a bit of grace. I think that's really important just to note that we all don't wake up every morning going, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. I have a mission. I have a purpose. They're chapters in our lives. There are spaces in between chapters. And if you're in one of those spaces, it can feel like there will never be another new chapter, but I'm here to tell you that there will. It's the first thing to know about a mission and a purpose. If you're in between, then you have one of two jobs, and I'll get to the second one in a second. But the first one is just to be in the exploration, just to be curious, just to be open, just to start listening to your heart whispers, to listen to the information that may be coming in. Well, I've heard that same thing three times in a week. I'm really curious about these books. I don't know why. I keep picking up books. I keep listening to podcasts. I keep finding YouTube videos on the same subject. I don't know. It's really weird, but it really interests me. Be in that exploration. That's point one. Point number two. And this stemmed, you guys, I'll give you a full story. He doesn't mind me sharing about this, but I had a call last week with a man who's telling me all of this. Like, I don't really know what to do. I love my job. I'm good at my job. I've been at my job. But it ain't the thing. Like, that's my job. That's how I make money. I'm not destined to be an electrician or a plumber. Like, that's not my soul's calling. I was like, cool. And then he said this, but I know that a mission and a purpose, it's like outward directed. It needs to help so many people. It needs to be of service to the world. And I was like, hey, man, just so you know, I was like, do you know your neighbors? He's like, yeah, I know my neighbors. I was like, what if your purpose is just to be the one strong man in your neighborhood, the one guy that everybody in your neighborhood could go to? Would you be okay with that? And he sat with that, folks. I was like, you know what? I think I would. I'm like, good, because one of the big misconceptions about purpose and mission is that it has to land you on Oprah. It has to be New York Times bestseller worthy. Right? I don't think that's the case. It's the case for some of us. And that's a whole different ride if your purpose and mission are public. but most people's aren't. What if your purpose is to be an amazing dad to your kids? What if your purpose is simply to be the guy in the neighborhood? And again, you're not going to know this ever, that 20 years from now, the kid three houses down had a conversation with you and made him feel safe. He goes on to cure cancer. Your purpose and mission was just to be there and be there for him. You see what I mean? I'm trying to demystify and de-grandeurize, that's a word, the idea that, like, I know my purpose will come when it comes with a seven-figure paycheck. I'll be surrounded by supermodels. I'll be picking interiors for my yacht and my private jets. And suddenly I'm going to be on speed dial with, like, all world leaders. That's a misconception. And so we bump into that. A lot of guys do go, well, this can't be it. This little interest that I have that lights me up and lights up people around me, but it's not big enough. I don't believe that at all. I think that's a huge block for so many people. So that's point number two. Last point, and this is a biggie. Again, if you are in between chapters, or if you have something, right? This is the conversation I had with this man last week. He told me, I have this huge body of art, and I have this huge body of music. But man, he started listing all the reasons he's not comfortable sharing that with anybody. From family of origin issues, from country issues, right? Tall poppy syndrome. If you guys are from Australia or New Zealand, you know that. Like, community issues, like, we don't stand out in a crowd. That's not what my people do. Like, he had all of this stuff to work through. Personal stuff, like nice guy stuff. And I said, and he's like, I'm struggling with my mission. I'm struggling with my purpose. And I was like, brother, you know what your mission and purpose are? Your mission and your purpose is to work through every one of the blocks that you have that's keeping you from sharing your art. I'll say that again because I just got chills. Your mission and your purpose right now is to work through all of the blocks that are keeping you from sharing your art. That resonate with any of you listening to this? Your purpose, you may have a bunch of shit you need to do before that calling comes in. I did. Right before I knew I was going to take on the entire world of masculinity, have men hate me, have women be upset with me, be public, stand on stages, have a podcast, write a book. Before I could do any of that, I had to work through a bunch of my own shit. All of the things that were like, you can't be public, people will hate you. What if people don't like you? What if people don't like your message? These were real blocks for me. These were the real, like, well, I'm not going to do that stuff. What if people don't like it? Just last week, I got torn apart online for putting the podcast up with Halleck Gracie by the jiu-jitsu community because I didn't ask enough questions about jiu-jitsu. 6-7 years ago, before launching all of this, I would have been devastated for weeks. That day, I was like, you guys don't get it. My audience doesn't really give a shit about jiu-jitsu. They give a shit about people. So I talked to him about being a person. But I had to work through all of that with therapists, with coaches, in workshops, in things like the initiation, getting around a good supportive group of men. Before I was even doing this work publicly, I was around a supportive group of men. We're like, we don't really care what your thing is. We got you. Does this make sense, guys? I needed that solidity in who I am and what I'm about and that I'm going to be okay in the world expressing my purpose before a big purpose would come in. Does that make sense? Because if my inner software, which so many of ours are, men and women, if our inner software says, if you do this thing, you will be attacked. You will be kicked out of society. You will be ostracized. You will be shamed. You will be belittled. You will be removed from the family. In essence, you will have to go live, starve, and die in the woods by yourself, which isn't a conscious thought, but it's like in the depth of our core. If that's your belief, then I just tend to think that your purpose isn't going to come knocking on the door. until you're ready for that. Thus, your interim purpose is to work through that shit, or to work through as much of it as you can before you have to actually work through it in the game, right? So you're going to practice for a little while. So if you're stuck, folks, I don't want to keep reiterating the same thing, but if you're stuck with this, get curious. What keeps coming into your life, right? Like, I was surrounded by men before I decided working with men. I had a teacher, many of you know this, years before say, you need to work with men. I've never seen someone work with men like you. And I wasn't even working with men. It was just like a one-off incident that happened at a workshop. I went and did a 28-day survival course and was alone for 5 days in the woods and had my very first vision, which was me standing in front of a group full of men saying, I'm going to teach you how I live. And then leaving that and being like, meh, that was a weird vision. That's not true. Right? I had all of this evidence that I think if I was more curious about, not dead set on I'm going to do X, I'm going to do Y, it may have landed on my shoulder earlier. Number two, when I started this, I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't think it was going to go anywhere, and I had to be okay with that. I had faith, but I didn't have evidence, and the evidence I was getting was from the public, who was like, men don't purchase anything, men don't care about self-help, men don't want to talk about men's issues, men don't want community, men want to be loners and isolated and not deal with their shit. So I was like, all right, I can do this. I'm not going to make any money at it, but it's not going to get very big. I had no idea it would blow up into the thing that it did. And number three, like so many of us, I hired coaches. I hired a fucking therapist the night before Man Uncivilized came out to help me deal with negative reviews. I'll be perfectly honest about that. That was our call. She's like, hi, how can I help you? I was like, I have a book coming out and I'm afraid people aren't going to like it on Amazon. That's where I was, but it wasn't as flippant as I just said it. It was like, I can't sleep. I can't eat. I don't want to publish this thing. I have very intense bowel movements when I get anxious thinking about it. And she helped me work through it. I had to be ready for it. Okay, I feel like I've said enough about this. I will also add in closing, this is important, right? When I first met Dewey Freeman, and he was talking to me about horses, he said, horses need to feel two things. They need to know that they're safe, and they need to know where they fit in the pack. For any of you listening, that goes for us too. We need to know where we fit in this crazy world. And a lot of that is, why are we here and what are we here to do? And yes, that's allowed to change. My purpose is different now than it was when I was 25. It's different now than it was when I was 30. It's different now than it was when I turned 40. We need to know where we fit in. And we have to do the work to make us feel safe executing that purpose. That's all I got for you today. If this was valuable today, please go to Amazon, or not Amazon. We'll go to Amazon, get my book. Go to Spotify, iTunes, wherever you're listening. Please leave a review. And most importantly, please share this with somebody. Doesn't matter if they're a man, doesn't matter if they're a woman. I think I only said the F word twice. You can share it with someone who's a teenager as well. Please help grow the podcast this year. Keep me in your world. Any questions at all? Any reflections at all? Traver@manuncivilized.com. Love you guys. Cheers.